Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another wonderful episode of this silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, whichever continent, whatever country, whatever season you are experiencing, we hope that you are well and you are safe. We have another very important topic of discussion for today, and again, it applies to every Muslim out there, every Muslim man and every Muslim woman. And that topic of discussion is to do with Salah, that indeed, Salah is indeed superb. So we will cover some aspects of Salah. We will give motivation, firstly, to myself and to you as well, with regards to the necessity of establishing our Salahs. Before that, let's recall the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrum Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. And furthermore, the beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned regarding the benefits of good intentions. Subhanallah, there are so many narrations, so many ahadith with regards to the benefit of making good intentions, the necessity of making good intentions, which you and I, we should try our best to make good intentions. The moment we get up in the morning, start your good intentions. The Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afdalul amali an-niyyatu sadiqah." A truthful intention is the best action. So what are we waiting for? Let's make some now. That, oh Allah azza wa jal, I'm watching, I'm listening to this silsila of Madani Channel for your ridha, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others. This is so important, that what I'm learning, I apply it in my life, I practice upon it, and I share this ilmun nafi'ah, this beneficial knowledge with others, starting with my family members. If you can think of any other good intentions, and make it now to gain maximum thawab and rewards from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many wonderful bounties, benefits, blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak. Salawat, salutations upon the owner of Jannah, the last Prophet of Allah, the coolness of our eyes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But also there are certain warnings for that person who is negligent in reciting salawat in Durood-e Pak. Listen to this narration. Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever reached Ramadan and did not observe its fasts is unfortunate. The one who has his parents, or one of them, and did not show good conduct towards them, is unfortunate. The one before whom I was mentioned, but he did not recite salat and durood upon me, is also unfortunate. Allahu Akbar. Now imagine, the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, and who is unfortunate? Do I fall in any of these categories? If I am, what am I going to do about it? So I exclude myself from the unfortunate group, that when Ramadan Kareem comes, I make sure I observe those fasts. I don't make silly excuses. My parents, if they are alive, either one, I make sure I behave well with them, I respect them, I serve them. And I make sure when I hear the name of the beloved, that I send Durood-e Pak upon him. Let's read together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. we are going to be discussing Salah is indeed superb. And why is it necessary for us? I think we all know it's necessary. We all know it's compulsory. The five daily salahs, we know we don't have a choice in that matter. There's no negotiations that we have to perform our salah. A little bit more on that later, inshallah. First, let's listen to a beautiful kalam. Karde karam maula. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Maula. 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 Karde. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Tu Rab hai mera, main banda tera. Subhanallah, 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 Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Hum mangte hain, Tu Moti hai, hum bande hain. Mohataj tera har shah ho gada, Mohataj tera har shah ho gada. Subhanallah, Subhanallah,
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Hum kehr kare tu magar kare Allah 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 hum jurm kare tu afw kare hum kehr kare tu magar kare ghere hai jahan ko fazl tera ghere hai jahan ko fazl tera subhanallah subhanallah
subhanallah subhanallah subhanallah subhanallah
ya rahman ya rahim ya fattah
subhanallah
hum aibi hai sattar hai tu hum mujrim hai ghafar hai tu hum aibi hai sattar hai tu hum mujrim hai ghafar hai tu badkaron par bhi aisi ata badkaron par bhi aisi ata subhanallah subhanallah
subhanallah subhanallah subhanallah subhanallah subhanallah subhanallah subhanallah subhanallah
tu wali hai ghar be kas ka tu hami hai ghar be bas ka tu wali hai ghar be kas ka tu hami hai ghar be bas ka har ek ke liye dar tera khula har ek ke liye dar tera khula subhanallah subhanallah
subhanallah subhanallah subhanallah subhanallah
ya rahman ya rahim ya
subhanallah
tere ishq mein roye mur سحر تیرا نام ہے مرحم زخم جگر تیرا نام ہے مرہم زخم جگر تیرے نام پہ میری جان فدا تیرے نام پہ میری جان فدا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان
خالی جھولی لایا گئے یہ سالک مجرم آیا گئے اور خالی جھولی لایا گئے دے صدقہ رحمت عالم کا دے صدقہ رحمت عالم کا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
مولا
ماشاءاللہ عز و جل سبحان اللہ What a beautiful kalam, karde karam maula. We had the beautiful sight of Ka'batullah, the Baytullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take us there time and again. Take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to stand next to Maqam Ibrahim, make tawaf of the glorious Ka'ba, do sa'i, and visit Medina Tayyiba, visit Aqsa Sharif, and all of these beautiful places which are part and parcel of our history, our heritage, that links us actually to the beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi Khatim al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, the Kamil Wali of the time, who is punctual with his salah, with sunnah, with obeying the glorious Qur'an, and not just punctual himself, but makes the minds of others, other Muslims, to also be punctual. He mentions in one of his booklets an incident that had taken place. I want you to listen carefully to this. These are not fairy tales and fables. They are real and true incidences that have taken place, and they are lessons in that for us. He mentions that a person's sister passed away. After her burial, her brother realized that he had a bag full of money which he had forgotten in her qabr, in her grave. So after getting the necessary permissions, the grave is dug up. But as soon as he digs the grave, he witnesses that fire is blazing inside the grave. Allahu Akbar. He was so terrified, he quickly covered it back. He rushes home. He says, my mother, tell me, how was my sister's actions? The mother replied, my son, why are you asking this? And he explains, this is what happened. I had to dig the grave. And as soon as I dug the grave and an opening was made, I saw fire was blazing inside. The mother, with sadness on her face, says, my dear son, unfortunately, your sister was lazy in offering salah. She would offer salah after the stipulated time, as qada, as gada. Allah, Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you seen from this incident that the one who was lazy in performing salah and delaying it when it became qaza, fire is blazing in that grave? I want you to ask yourself a serious question. What is my condition? I need to ask myself the same thing. What is my condition? What is your condition pertaining to salah? Am I punctual with my salah? The five times salah, Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Now keep in mind something as well. That for an ibadah, for a worship to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's out of His will and His mercy that He accepts. There are certain principles and pillars. It must be done with the correct intentions. I'm performing salah to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I'm giving sadaqah and charity, for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. But if this intention is incorrect and becomes polluted with evil intentions, for example, I will recite qira'ah and tilawatul Qur'an so people can praise my recitation. I will recite Naat Sharif so people can praise my Naat. I will give sadaqat and charity and donation so at least somebody must see me. Maybe you won't say it, but it's in your mind, in your heart. Be careful for this. Instead of getting thawab and reward, the person will get azab and punishment because we are not doing it for Allah, solely for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, for the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are doing it for the public, for the people to see and to praise me. And when they praise me, I feel good. Subhanallah, be careful of this. That ostentation and riya, qari and showing off, it eats up all the good deeds. We won't even realize it. We will know it on the Day of Judgment. Salah as well. And any ibadah, the intention must be pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts purity. He azza wa jalla is pak, is pure, and accepts only that which is pure. One of the other pillars for the possible acceptance of a person's ibadah is that it must be done correctly. How we are taught, how the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that's how we have to do it. I can't do it as I please according to my comfort and convenience. So since we're talking about salah today, what is the condition of my salah? The first question is, what's the condition of my salah, whether I'm performing it or not, whether I am punctual? It's not just about performing, it is about establishing. When you establish something, meaning you're fixing it. These five times salah need to be fixed, no matter what. And some people give the excuse, but I'm working, Zuhur time, Asr time, I'm going to work. You need to plan around that. The work and whatever other activities are there needs to revolve around your salahs. And if you ask your manager, your boss, if you ask them to give you some time, why wouldn't they give you a few minutes? It can be done. And Alhamdulillah, through the blessings of Dawud Islami, the mind making of Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, and Dawud Islami, Islamic brothers, and maybe some Islamic sisters as well, but Islamic brothers in particular, that are going to work, and they're taking their lunch break. Maybe instead of 1 hour, they will take 45 minutes. They will have their lunch, they will go make wudu, freshen up, istinja, perform their dhuhr salah, keep that wudu, and then asr time, when they're at work, they have a good relationship with their seniors and a good understanding where, okay, I need this 15 minutes for my afternoon prayer, for asr. Can be done. I'll give you my personal example. Once upon a time, I was a call center agent for a prestigious European company. And so my dhuhr, I was able to get. It was difficult because it meant walking 20 minutes to the place. I had 20 minutes for the salah and lunch, and then 20 minutes walking back. But I had to retain that wudu. And I spoke to my team leaders, my managers, that, you know what, I need, others are going on smoke break, and I just need a few minutes for my afternoon prayer to rejuvenate myself, to connect with my Creator. And they gave me. I used to carry a musalla, and they gave me the boardroom that you can perform your prayer there. And within 10 minutes, 5 minutes, within 10 minutes, I was done. And subhanAllah, no issues. But I engaged my seniors and I explained my situation. You too can do the same. It's all up to us. If I want to protect my salah, that, you know, the five times salah, there's no negotiation in this. Whatever it is, I need to take out that time. I can take out time for so many other things. If there's an emergency at home, the child is sick, needs to be rushed to the hospital, to the doctor, I'll tell my boss, hey, you know what? This is the story. I have to go. They won't say, no, we have to stay right here. They'll say, go. Or something else. Maybe you yourself are feeling sick. Or some other emergency is there. They will allow you. Treat this as in an emergency, the 5 times salah. Especially when you are at work. But create the understanding. Your own performance obviously must not be continue at your peak performance. But at the same time, make sure that you engage your management. Talk to them. That, you know what, I need this time, 10 minutes, 15 minutes for this prayer. 10, 15 minutes for this prayer. Shouldn't be an issue. If you need to, recite Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu 41 times. With Durud Sharif once before and after, and then blow towards them. Whoever you are going to discuss this with, inshallah azza wa jal, they will agree to it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the glorious Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when they stand up for salah, they therefore unwillingly do it for show. Tafsir Suratul Jinan mentions some of the signs of laziness. Because essentially, a person does not perform salah due to laziness, heedlessness, negligence. Illa masha'Allah. So some of those signs of laziness is a person doesn't perform salah at all. A person performs salah in the presence of the people, and when they are alone, no salah. Or in front of the people, maybe in the masjid, they perform salah with full humility and concentration and submission. But when they are alone, hastily and quickly they perform their salah. Allah. And also, whilst performing salah, the body is there, but the mind has drifted somewhere else. And that breaks the concentration. They're thinking about work or business or this problem, this issue, this debt. How will one get the sweetness of the salah if the mind is not in sync with the body? Bodily, I'm here reading my salah, doing the actions, ruku, sujood, takbir. But mentally, my mind is busy elsewhere. The moment you say, Allahu Akbar, then you know, everything, cut yourself out of everything else. Make everything blank and just concentrate on your salah. How the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to perform salah, that's how we must perform salah. Now we come to the next part, which is, firstly, am I performing my salah? Have I established my salah? And secondly, am I performing my salah correctly? Am I performing the actions in the proper manner? My ruku, is it properly? Is it done correctly? My sujood, are the toes bent when the soles of the toes are bent down, pressed down, and the toes are facing towards the qibla? Am I ensuring that my tasbihat, I'm reciting it properly? Am I sure that my tajweed and my kharij, my recitation of the Quran, because you have to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, thereafter, you have to recite a surah or some ayat and verses of the Quran. Are those correct? Am I reciting each letter properly? According to fiqh Hanafi, qira'ah, recitation of the Quran is one of the fard acts in salah. So I need to protect my salah. So how am I going to do it? Where am I going to learn it? Dawud Islam is there as a lighthouse to help you and I, to train you and I, to empower us. What am I waiting for? I'm too busy, I'm so busy, there's no time. If you don't take out the time, there will be no time. How we plan our vacations and our holidays, we submit our leave few months before, so the planning starts months before, saving up, making sure I have what needs to be arranged, what preparations are needed. I make so many preparations and plannings for everything else. So how come I can't take out some time to learn my Islam, my deen, my salah? Because on the day of judgment, the first action a person will be questioned about is their salah. Your salah. Am I ready for that question? What answer am I going to give? Think about it. When I'm standing over there and I'm asked about the condition of my salah in the dunya, what answer am I going to give? Seriously and sincerely think about it. From now, what's my answer? Before it's too late, before the eyes close for good, forever. Now is the time. You have to take out the time. Nobody's saying give 2 hours, 1 hour, half an hour a day. Join a specialized madrasa class for grown-ups, males and separately for females, called Madrasatul Madina Balighan for males and Balighat for females. Those sessions are normally half an hour, 45 minutes maximum. But what you will gain from there, the wealth of knowledge, subhanallah, you'll realize yourself, I was making these major mistakes in salah. And now I come to know about it. How many people in the Balighan classes have come to us and say, I've been performing salah incorrectly for 40 years. Only today I'm learning this thing. And that is part of fard ulum, necessary obligatory knowledge, which is essential for every Muslim male and female. I'm going to be answerable on the day of judgment. Take out some time. Dawud Islami is helping us, has simplified it, has made it so easy. I just have to give a little bit time. If you can't every day, twice a week, once a week, make a start. And then when you start learning and realizing, I am making major mistakes in my Quranic recitation with regards to my ruku, my sujood, in my tashahud, in my dua'i qunut. But you won't just be taught different aspects of salah to, in a way, perfect your salah. You will also be taught and trained with regards to wudu, ghusl, basic fiqh. Subhanallah, there's so much to learn. The kalima sharif and so much more. The time is now. Take full advantage of all these facilities that Dawud Islam is offering us. Ask those who are attending these madrasa classes. And if you can't find one near you, Dawud Islami, for the benefit of the ummah, has courses online. Over 30 different courses, in English as well. And one of them is to do with Madani Qaida, how to learn to recite the Quran properly, whether in or out of salah. Other courses are available with regards to salah itself, with regards to fard ulum. These things are available. Take it with both hands and be part and parcel of this Madani movement of Dawud Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The glorious Quran mentions Allah, translation from Kanzul Iman. So, after them, in their place, came those unworthy successors who missed salah and pursued their lusts. So they will therefore soon encounter the valley or jungle of Ghay in Jahannam, in hell. Now, with regards to this Ghay, Ghaynya, this is a valley in hell itself. Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali A'udhami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that the Ghay is a valley of Jahannam, which is hotter and deeper than the others. In it, there is a well called Hab Hab. You know, when the fire of hell, he continues, when the fire of hell is about to be extinguished, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu opens this well, Hab Hab. And because of that, the fire of hell blazes as before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Kullama khabat zidnahum sa'ira. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Whenever it will be about to extinguish, we will intensify the flame. This well is for those who do not perform their salah, those who are involved, engaged in adultery and fornication, Those who are alcoholics, usurers, they eat riba, interest, and those who cause distress to their parents. A question, do I fall in any of those categories? Am I one of those unfortunate people who commit zina, adultery and fornication? Am I one of those people who drink alcohol, who consume riba, who cause hurt and pain to my parents? Am I one of those unfortunate people who don't offer salah? Will I, if I am, then am I really going to be in hubhub, in this well that is opened to reignite Jahannam? Allahu Akbar. You know, this is what we need to be concerned about. Generally, so many people out there are more concerned about their status on social media, about how many followers and how many likes they have. So many people out there are concerned about the superficial things. Hey, do I look good? Am I picking up weight? Do I need to lose weight? Okay, I need to check on my diet. I need to, you know, all these worldly things. But how's it going to help us in the hereafter? What's the consequences going to be of my actions? How come we don't take these things so seriously, our salah so seriously? But we'll take dieting and gymming so seriously? We'll take looking good, smelling good, best perfumes. We take those things so seriously, but knowledge of Islam and deen, how to recite the Quran, my salah, other aspects of deen, fulfilling rights of each other. How is it that I don't take these things seriously? Because these are the things that I'm going to be questioned about on the Day of Judgment. We have an inspiring filler. Stay tuned and let us gain some wealth of knowledge from this filler. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salah is a pillar of faith. Salah is very important in the life of a believer. When a person bows his head in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 5 times a day, and he shows ubudiyya, servitude, then he is strengthening his claim of being a true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Opposed to this is the one who neglects his prayer. The 5 daily prayers come and go. He doesn't offer them. A person cannot be a good Muslim if he doesn't pray. He can be a Muslim, but he's not a good Muslim, not a pious Muslim. And in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about 2 prayers in particular. And that's the night prayer, Isha, and the Fajr prayer. These are normally prayers where hypocrites can't stay up for Isha, can't wake up for Fajr. So, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully told us that if you offer these in congregation, then it's as if you worship the entire night. Let's listen to that narration. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man salla al-isha'a fi jama'atin faka'annama qama nisf al-layl." That whoever offered Isha prayer with congregation, it's as if he stood for half the night. And "Waman salla subha fi jama'atin faka'annama salla al-layla kulla." And whoever offered Fajr prayer with congregation, it's as if he stood for the entire night. Now, in terms of the commentary, the meaning of this hadith, there are 2 possible meanings. The first meaning that the ulama have deferred is that the reward of offering Isha prayer is like worshipping for half the night. So someone who offers Isha in Jama'at is as if he's worshipped for half the night. While offering Fajr in congregation, that's equivalent to offering worship for the remaining half of the night. Now, whoever offers both these prayers in congregation, Isha and Fajr, attains the reward of worshipping throughout the entire night. The second opinion is that reward of offering Isha with Jama'at, congregation, is equivalent to worshipping for half the night. And the reward of offering Fajr in congregation is equal to worshipping throughout the night, meaning the entirety of the night. As the Fajr prayer in congregation is more burdensome on the carnal self, the nafs. But the first opinion that has been mentioned is more stronger. That's the stronger opinion. Meaning if you offer Isha with Jama'at, you've offered prayer for half the night. That's what it's like. And if you offer Fajr with Jama'at, it's as if you offered worship for the remaining half of the night. Now, what it means here by offering these two prayers with jama'at, with congregation, is that you're there with the opening takbir, the first takbir. This is what some scholars have mentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us punctual in all of our prayers.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, salah is light. Salah is the coolness of the eyes of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the mi'raj of the believer. Salah, if we perform it properly, the joy that one feels within themselves is unreal. Through the blessings of salah, a person can attain, through the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, attain the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will displease shaitan, will enter Jannah out of the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Salah has so many benefits, so much of thawab, so much of rewards. Allahu Akbar. We hear about it all the time. But you know, I have to have that balance. Balance, look towards the benefits and blessings and rewards of performing my salah. And on the other side, the difficulties I will face, the punishments that are there for neglecting salah. Rather, I focus more on that for us ordinary people. So that acts as a motivator for me to perform my salah. Because we already know, the one who is performing the salah, who is punctual, who has established a salah, what more do you want if you have the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you have the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what more do you want when the person will gain through the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu the bounties, the blessings, the benefits of Jannah? We all want that. So that's one side. But on the other side, I need to use this as a motivation for me, and I need to use this as well. The rewards, the punishments. And largely today, Muslims around the world are neglecting their salah, are not punctual, have not established their salah. Their lives are not revolving around the salahs. And this is excellent time management. A Muslim who is punctual with their 5 daily salahs, they have excellent, more or less, time management. Because you know, this time to this time, your salah is at prescribed times. And salah, as is mentioned, helps one to get rid of and stay away from evil deeds. These are your appointments. How will you take a business appointment? Oh, at work, I've got this meeting with my management. I've got this appointment. I can't miss it. I put the reminders on. We need to treat salah much more importantly than that. These are your 5 times appointment. It refreshes you. It renews you. It strengthens a connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you're in salah, concentrate. So the minimum is, if you join the classes of Madrasatul Madina in Dawat Islami, you know, concentrate at the minimum, memorize the translations of whatever you read in salah. From the thana, to ta'awudh, to tasmiyah, to suratul fatiha, to the normal surahs that you recite, or the normal ayat and verses that you recite, to the tasbihat in ruku, in sujood, dua, qunut, tashahud, durud, ibrahim, all of these things. Try to memorize it. Why? Because when you say, for example, Allahu Akbar, so your mind, in order for your mind not to stray somewhere, concentrate. Am I reciting the takbir properly? Allahu Akbar. Am I reciting the takbir properly? So your mind is working on that, concentrating on that. And whilst your mind is concentrating on the correct pronunciations of whatever you are reciting, also at the same time, concurrently, concentrate on the meaning. Allah is the greatest in your mind. So this will help you stay concentrated on what you are reciting and how you are reciting it and the meaning of it. It will have, try it out at least, and see how much more you enjoy your salah. And frighten yourself. You don't need anybody else. Frighten yourself by going over those verses of the Quran, those ahadith and those aqwal and statements of the pious people with regards to neglecting salah. The revival of Islam, the destroyer of bid'ah, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, Al-Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, has said that the one who intentionally misses a single salah is worthy of staying in Jahannam, in hell, for thousands of years as long as he does not repent and make up for the salahs. Given that a person has to remain in hell for thousands of years for intentionally missing just one salah, imagine how much severe, more severe the punishment will be for missing many salahs. And remember, salah is compulsory upon every Muslim male, female, sane adult who has attained puberty, maturity. Subhanallah. So I need to make sure my salahs are in order. And if you have children, make sure that from 6, you start training them, 7, 8, 9, their salah must be established. Because which parent wants to see their children burning in Jahannam? And you yourself must perform. For mothers and sisters out there, for daughters out there, women folk out there, your salah, you gain the most reward in your home. And for Islamic brothers, go to the masjid. Perform salah with jama'ah, with the congregation. And yes, there's definitely more thawab, and it's necessary for you and I, as men, as grown-ups, to go to the masjid. Also, the feeling is very different. I'm sure you'll agree. For men folk out there, for our fathers, our brothers, sons out there, if you're reading your salah in your home and salah in the masjid, there's a completely different feeling altogether when you are in the masjid, the house of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So whenever salahs are missed, remember they have to be read as qaza. Each and every one. One who does not perform the salah because of out of laziness is a major sinner deserving of the punishment of Jahannam. And one who denies these 5 times salah, one who denies, no, I don't regard them as fard, I don't need to read them, that person has left the fold of Islam, out. No matter he still has a Muslim name, whatever it is, he is out. He has to read the kalima to become a Muslim. So be careful what we say about ibadat. Make intentions now that I'm not going to miss any of my salahs. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, through the wasila of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, help me to be punctual with my salahs. Help me to establish my salahs 5 times a day. Help me to learn about the different aspects of my salah, my wudu, my ghusl, tahara, purification, purity, and help me to establish it and help others also to establish it. This is one of the great benefits of Dawat Islam, that these constant reminders are there with regards to salah, with regards to sadaqat and charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to obeying and adhering to the commands of the Quran, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of practicing the sunnah. So you two get involved. If you're not already, don't lose out. Don't waste time. Get involved now. Attach yourself. Get involved with the Deeni Kaam and the Madani activities. And this is how you will progress. You will witness, you will see your own progress. Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatum Aliyah is live every Saturday evenings. Live Madani Mudhakura question and answer session. So much to learn there. We have other programs throughout the day. Madani channel is on 24/7. There's so many other English content programs and silsilas that are there. And these are designed to empower us with authentic Islamic knowledge. So get involved. Don't forget, Islamic brothers, to travel on Madani Qafilas. Fill your neck, a'mal and pious deeds every day. This too will help you monitor your spiritual progress. Because one of the points in there is with regards to your salahs. Did you read your salahs today? Did you read your sunnah salahs, your nafil salahs? Subhanallah. We'll catch you next time only on your Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.